The next item, Dearman Properties LLC 071592, by agreement, we will hear the summary and recommendations, and maybe the first paragraph, too, as intro, if you would, for me, Gary.
First paragraph of the evaluation.
Yes, sir.
Dearman Properties is requesting authorization to construct 130 linear feet of timber replacement bulkhead, install two 20-foot by 10-foot floating piers, install a 2-inch PVC raw water intake, 15 freestanding mooring piles, and deploy 500 2-foot by 3-foot oyster floats. Basically, it's an oyster hatchery, nursery, and grow-out area. And you can see the location there in Weems. The project was an old site of an oyster house. Anyway, recommendation. We have five conditions. This is on page 1-2 of your evaluation. Specifically, those conditions patterned after a similar type project, actually Mr. Baco's project at York River Yacht Haven. The permit and authorization to retain the aquaculture structures shall be valid for a period of 5 years. After 5 years, the permittee may request the commission reevaluate the project and authorize the activity for an additional period. Number two, the permittee shall be subject to an annual reporting requirement on total production. Three, the public shall not be excluded from any areas not physically occupied by the authorized aquaculture structures. Four, the permittee shall maintain all structures and shall remove all structures upon their falling into a state of disrepair or cessation of their use as aquaculture structures from state waters. The intake shall be fitted with a 1 millimeter screen, and intake velocity shall not exceed 0.25 feet per second. That's a specific recommendation from the game department to prevent entrainment. In addition, staff recommends an annual royalty be assessed for the encroachment of the smaller floats that will be in the grow-out portion of the facility at that rate of half a cent per square foot, and a royalty for the filling of 260 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom associated with the new bulkhead, which is stepping out 2 feet maximum from the old bulkhead for a total of $780. And there is an encroachment royalty associated with the two, they're basically flupsies, they're floats with the upweller system incorporated, and that is $360 at a rate of $1.50 a square foot.
Okay. Is the applicant here represented? Applicant want to speak?
Yes, sir, both.
Okay.
I don't know if the applicant wants to speak or not. Ms. Cook, would you like to speak? I'm sorry, applicant.
Okay.
I didn't see you earlier. Sorry. This is Mr. Woodson. He's the applicant.
His right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self, you God.
I do.
You've heard staff. You've heard the recommendations. You've heard that any.
My name is Chip Woodson.
That any objections been withdrawn pertinent to the or pertaining to the inclusion of staff recommendations. Having said that, do you have anything you want to add to it?
I'm here to answer any questions that you have. I'm pleased they recommending to move forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Breeden, good afternoon now, sir.
Yes.
Good to have you here.
Mr. Commissioner, members of the commission, I'm Jim Breeden, and I represent Anita Humphreys-Cook, who
good
lives
to have you here, Mr. Cook.
Thank you. Just lives upstream from this project. And you should never believe a lawyer when he tells you he's going to be brief, but I am. I thought the Eastern Shore case was very interesting until I realized how close it was getting to my 2 o'clock case in Eastville this afternoon.
It's a lot less interesting, doesn't it?
Frank, our purpose, as I said in the letter to Jay, who's incidentally been very helpful to us
Thank
in
you.
This whole endeavor, that we were not, the purpose was not to object, and frankly, to object to oyster growing in Virginia, I think, is somewhat akin to being against Christmas.
I would agree.
After looking at the recommendations that the staff has made, which it appears you all will endorse, we have no objection. We think meets our concerns. Thank you,
Mr. Breeden. Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve per staff recommendations with the conditions.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Holland, or Mr. Schick, or Mr. McCleskey, whichever one you put down there.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item, Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, this is commission consideration of the appropriate terms, conditions, and just compensation.
Hold just a second. Go ahead. For the record, Mr. McCluskey will be stepping down and recusing himself of deliberation in this matter.
Doing so because of that may have something of our similar.
Thank you, sir.
This is commission consideration of the appropriate terms, conditions, and just compensation for the conveyance of 0.749 acres, 32,631 square feet, of previously filled state-owned subaqueous land situated along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. And this is in keeping with, in accordance with Chapter 884, Acts of Assembly 2007. You'll see in a moment, but this is a map of 1892 in Norfolk. The project site is located in the